and he owns a radio station in Greer, South Carolina. I called him, and his wife answered the phone, and I said, "This is Mr. Bell at the telephone company." And I said, "Your bill is past due. If you don't pay it by 6 o'clock this evening, we're going to take your phone out." Oh, she said, "You've got the wrong number." I said, "Listen, don't you start nothing on me." I said, "We wrote you a letter. We tried to get you to pay this bill, and you won't do it. And we're going to take that phone out if you..." Oh, she said, "Wait a minute. Let me get my husband." Well, I didn't know the guy's in the bed of sound asleep, or I wouldn't have carried it on so far. But anyhow, she got her husband out of the bed. It took him about 5 minutes to get to that phone. And the reason it did, he was hunting up his canceled check. When he got to the phone and that rich, mellow radio voice, he said, "Hello." Boy, I could tell he's ready for war right there. I said, "This is Mr. Bale at the telephone company. Y'all got those AT&T, you know, since they broke up, these Mexican phone companies took over most places. Are they around here?" Taco Bales. But anyhow, I said, "This Mr." He said, "You buzzard, you, where are you?" Well, he recognized my voice immediately. And, but you know what? I've learned down through the years, if you are a prankster, if you're a jokester, mark it down. Your chickens will come home to roost. And I'll never forget that cold winter night. I mean, it was a blue cold night. I'm in the bed, sound asleep. The phone rang, and some guy said, "We want to get married." I said, "Fella, there ain't nobody wants to get married." "Oh, yeah," he said, "we want to get married." He said, "My pastor said that you were his friend, and if he happened to be out of the town, we won't get married, that you'd marry us." Well, I said, "Look here, let's wait tomorrow." "No," he said, "we won't get married now." Well, I said, "I want my old car starting up. My battery's bad." And he said, "Go see." Well, I went to see, and the first week it turned over. I got back on that telephone, and I said, "Now, look, I don't marry just everybody." I said, "Man, I got some questions to ask before I marry them." And I asked him. I knew anybody called me that time of night was going to flunk every one of them. Amen. Honey, he typed it in flying colors. Well, I said, "Where are you?" He said, "Don't you live on a certain road?" I said, "Yep." He said, "You go down the end of that road, and the stop sign turn left. You go 5 miles, you cross a river bridge, take a right, go down that road 2 miles, you cross another little branch down there." He said, "Take a dirt road, go up that road 3 miles, and I'm taking all that down half asleep, and find out, settle down, take a little bit to get there." I hung up. I got dressed. I took off. I went to the end of the road, turned to the right, went 5 miles, crossed the bridge, went up fifth road down that road, and when I turned the light turn, I was on my way back to the house. Was, and that's been 25 years ago, and I'm still looking for him, amen. But you can mark it down if your chickens will come home to roost. Yeah. I have to have a good time. I think it's wonderful when God's people can get together.
Yeah.
And then Brother Ross brought the message this morning. Listen, friend, I'll tell you, the devil will come with temptation, and our own lust will draw us astray. And I'll tell you, the best thing in this world is stay near the cross. Stay near the cross. Just stay in there with Jesus. If you'll stand there with the Lord, I'll guarantee you'll top out on the other side. And you'll be thankful to God that you stayed right with Him and stayed clean before the Lord. And I know you want to be here, but not you don't want to miss a night. Praise God, you burn the hide, and He'll do the skinning. Yes, sir. We'll have a great time in the Lord. Let me say just a word about our camp. This will be our 45th year at the Greer Baptist Camp Meeting, and I will give you a personal invitation to be with us. These girls here, they come every year. Brother Wagner brings them down, and if it wasn't for these girls, heaven earth, I don't know how in the world would take care of all the folks. It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and they help us get all the food together. We barbecued 500 chickens. Brother Bochelle up in northeast Maryland gives us all the chickens that we need. And we barbecue pork and make baked beans and macaroni pie. And brother, we picked all that good old lemonade. Did I tell you about that? I said to a fella some years ago, I said, hey, I'd like a wooden barrel. He said, I got it, buddy. I got it.
He thought it took it. He didn't tell me where it's from.
Jack Daniels Distillery in Tennessee. We made lemonade, and I think folks said it was undoubted the best they'd ever had in all of their life. In fact, we had more shouts that afternoon we did that morning. So y'all, come on down. I went back and got me five more of them barrels. We want to have a time this time. Brother Harold Cotton will be preaching the first week. And Brother Tom Hayes will be there the second week in the night services. And Brother William Condoy down here at Greensboro, who I think is one of the finest Bible scholars in this country, he'll be there in the morning time. He'll be teaching. And we're going to wind it up tight on the 8 day clock. Amen. I went to an auction sale one time, and this old guy, an auctioneer, you like to go there? Amen. He didn't need to find a pile. Let me go there. That auctioneer was going to auction off this clock. And the old guy said, hey, said that thing will run 8 days without winding it. It's an 8 day clock. Well, that auctioneer said, how long will it run if you wind it? Amen. Hey, you're some crazy things along life's journey. I tell Brother Ron about this one, one old guy bear hunting with me. He said, something got all but dust last night except one. Brother Sammy Gav said two. One guy met this son, said, don't I know you? He said, I wish you did not. Said, you ever been to New York City? He said, nope. Said, I ain't either. Said, it must have been two other folks. Well, you hear some crazy things along life's journey. Yes, sir. But I'll tell you, friends, listen, it's good. It'll make it. Hey, I need to be an old clever head and couldn't laugh, would you? I see some people that will smile about nothing. Like I said the other night, one woman said, I don't see her smile about. I said, honey, I look at you, I don't either. Well, they some people about like that fellow's going to jump off of a bridge. And this guy said, no, wait a minute, wait. Said, tell me in trouble. He did. And both of them jumped off. Hey, some people, boy, hey, you can jump over the bridge. And it's a wonderful crowd this morning. Good number here in church. You don't miss the night. Be back at 7 o'clock. And he said, you're going to have supper at 5. You going to eat any dinner? Hey, you travel through life, my brother, whatever may be your goal, remember to keep your eye upon the donut, not upon the hole. Hey, brother, hey, I'm a diabetic, and I'm not supposed to eat any sweets. I don't care that ray light, what is sunlight, moonlight, or something in last night, and I could resist at the coconut pie. I ain't seen her that big. Boy, and here I am, I'm supposed to eat those things back. And then old Moore brought me a dozen donuts. And I went to the motel room, and Brother Craig Edwards went with me, and he got some coffee. He ate one donut, and I ate the rest of them. Hey, and I went over here to the home and ate the dinner, and that woman made this biscuit, the best you ever put in your mouth. I bite one, and it'd be a half moon, and the next one was a totally clean. He said, good old rag. And you like to eat, huh? Man, a lot. I guess I had my choice of the way to die. I'd left a bowl and a bowl of chicken gravy, two biscuits, and drown. Let me sing a song or two now. Back at the door, have some tapes back there. And for an offering of $5, you can have one. And like I said the other night, I'd love to give them to you, but the company won't allow. And I am president of the company. I have a problem right here. This is funny. You guys draw up as much as I do. That takes a lot of effort. Can you see me? The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed, they're not mine at all.
Jesus only let me use them to brighten my way. So remind me, dear Lord. Throw back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own son. I'm not worthy of the stars in his hand. Yet he trod the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loves me, I just can't understand. Roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. You know, my daddy was born in a place called Petros, Tennessee. And that's where Brushy Mountain Penitentiary is located. And in the evening or afternoon, as the sun's sinking in the western sky, the shadows of that penitentiary actually covered the house where my daddy was born. And I've often thought, had it not been for the grace of God, I could be in that old penitentiary. I could be a thief. I could be a terrible, terrible sinner and be placed behind the prison bars. And every now and then, I like to just to get before the Lord and be reminded where he brought me from.
Yes.
What I was, who I was, where I was, how that God performed a miracle in my life.
Amen.
Took an unfit subject and made me a fit subject for heaven. Washed all my sins away. And I like to be reminded. David done that. David was reminded how that God gave him water out of a rock. Gave them a pillar of fire to lead them at night, put shoes on their feet that didn't wear out for 40 years, rained down manna from heaven. Amen to God. Gave them quail meat to eat. Hey, it does you good. Just to be reminded. Roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord.
Amen.
I was standing on a street corner in Knoxville, Tennessee, been saved just maybe a couple of 3 months at the most, waiting for the light to change. All of a sudden, somebody punched me on the shoulder. Here was a girl I'd known out in the bars, the honky-tonks. And she said, Red, I heard you got saved. And I said, I did. She said, I heard you start preaching. Yep, I said, I started preaching. Well, that girl turned and walked away, and tears running down her face. She said, pray for me, Red, pray for me. I've never seen her to this day. That's been, 41 years ago or more. And I don't know if she's dead or alive, whether she ever got saved. I don't know a thing about it. But I know one thing. God took me away from that crowd that I used to run with. I don't go to the honky-tonks and the hell holes. I'm not looking for the roadhouses. But I mean, God performed a miracle in my heart. Saved and redeemed me. This little song kind of tells what happened. Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw the same old crowd I used to know. And when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. And as the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Today we went back to the place where we used to live. My little boy running hidden behind the door. I said, son, have no fear. You got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the dad I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears run down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Because he touched me. Oh, God touched me. And oh, the joy that cut my soul. Something happened and I hadn't got over it. Oh, he touched me and it made me whole. Oh, he touched me. Oh, God touched me. And oh, the joy that cut my soul. Something happened. He touched me and he made me whole.